One of the main reasons I fell in love with photography at the age of 7 is the power it has to move people. Photography is a reflection of how one chooses to view the world. In the Baha'i writing, it states, the source of crafts, sciences, and arts is a power of reflection, making every effort out of this ideal mind that they may gleam forth such pearls of wisdom and utterances as will promote the well-being and harmony of all the kindreds of the earth. I love this quote because essentially the arts can harmonize and advance society. There's so much beauty around us that we need to take the time to enjoy it. And I have found with photography, one can capture a glimpse of God's beauty through it. Now I'm going to take you through my reflection of the beauty of photography. Three major components to photography are lens, focus, and lighting. Also, the images that are playing alongside are a small sample of my work. Lens. What is the lens in which we choose to view the world? How does the way we choose to view the world define all reality? Is the glass half empty or half full? Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Visco, we've all been given the gift to look at other people's pictures, as well as their reality or the reality they choose to share with us. Photography can be so powerful and reflect how one views the world. We all have a filter in which we view the world, given our biases, perceptions, and life experiences. All of these filters make up how we choose to view the world and engage and interact with it. Same applies in photography. A photo captured by a photographer has the ability to change a person's view on the world. We can also easily manipulate a picture, whether it is posting a selfie of you smiling and looking all happy, when in reality, you're sad and deflecting your actual emotions. In photography, how the photographer feels about the subject will ultimately manifest within the picture. After all, it is how one emulates the moment in time and freezes it for us to get a glimpse into the possible reality, to preserve the precious moment, or to simply enjoy the process of photography. If we choose to share the picture with the world, only a small part of the moment is captured and shared, which allows the viewer to make up the rest of the story in their head. We all make a decision of how we choose to view the world and engage with it. How are you defining beauty? Is it material possessions and physical attributes? I think beauty should be limitless and shouldn't be easily defined. For example, if we all go into a garden, I could try to describe to you the color, texture, shape, and size of the flowers, or I could simply show you an image of it for you to better grasp the beauty. Photography is allowing someone to step into your world and see the world through your lens. Focus. What do we choose to focus on? Where do we put our thoughts and energies into? Focus is critical in capturing an image. One needs a sturdy hand and precision in the frame to get a crisp, sharp image. If we are back in the garden, there are dozens of hydrangeas, lilies, jasmine, and insects. But what is the one or group of things we choose to focus on? After taking pictures for some time now, I've discovered that each human has beauty within them, and I love uncovering the feature that makes each person shine the most. We all can choose what we want to focus on in our life. I couldn't help but notice as society, we get so consumed with the perceptions of ourselves. We focus on getting that perfect angle for that selfie. Then we invest even more time editing that selfie to have our skin look glowing and flawless, our teeth whiter and eyes brighter, when in reality, we aren't being true to the world around us. Why do we choose to get caught up on our flaws and spend so much time on it? Last year, there were over 24 billion selfies posted on Google servers. I wonder how many of those selfies had edits and filters done to them. It takes discipline for one not to get caught up in the silly things and lose focus on the more important things of life. As Abdu'l-Bahá tells us, to always look at the good and not the bad. If a man has 10 good qualities and one bad one, to look at the 10 and forget the one. If a man has 10 bad qualities and one good one, to look at the one and forget the 10. Our world can be filled with so many cynical and crazy things. Each of us have the option to look at the positive or negative aspects of life. And as a photographer, I try to capture the spirit of my subject and capture God's beauty within them. Lighting. We all love prime lighting. Photography is based on light, and without it, there'd be no such thing, and we couldn't see. We have this machine that can capture different moments of light. The camera has this incredible ability to capture things that we might otherwise miss. For example, this picture of the firework. In the moment it happened so quickly, our brains didn't fully comprehend it. In fact, in the Bible, one of the first lines says, "Let there be light." That is the same thing we need to do to our hearts to illumine the world. The whole concept of light can be very spiritual. Let there be light. Let's shed some light on this. We all need to let light into our hearts and view the light in our life. We all can translate photography into our day-to-day lives, how one chooses to view the world through their lens and capture their reality. What we choose to focus our attention on and make a difference in our world. Focus where you want to be and persevere through obstacles to stay in tune with the lens of how you choose to view the world and capture some fantastic thoughts along the way. Photography is more prominent than ever before. With a phone camera in the reach of your pockets, I challenge you to use your new lens of life to capture things you normally wouldn't have before.